Texas Republican Lamar Smith has made the EPA's work in Bristol Bay a top priority of the oversight committee he chairs. Over the past several years, House Science has held a number of hearings, deposed witnesses, and reviewed hundreds of pages of documents and emails, leaving Smith of the firm opinion that the agency acted improperly. He voiced that in comments last April.
In the course of the committee's investigation, we discovered that EPA employees colluded with third-party pebble mine opponents. They sought to deliberately establish a record that pointed to one outcome. The pebble mine will be excluded from the regular permitting process and should be stopped.
In his letter to Administrator Pruitt, Smith called EPA's 2014 preemptive veto unprecedented, biased, and based on questionable science. He wrote that allowing it to stand will create a, quote, dangerous precedent of expansive federal agency powers. Again, Chairman Smith from last April on the same topic.
This committee should support due process, protect the permitting process, and insist that EPA actions be based on objective science. The EPA violated all of these tenets in its evaluation of the Pebble Mine. The committee should not allow EPA to stop projects before they even apply for a permit. This would be contrary to the rule of law and the principles of scientific analysis.
Smith called on Pruitt to rescind the restrictions, which have not yet been finalized. A federal judge put a hold on the agency's work surrounding the Bristol Bay watershed assessment while one of Pebble's several lawsuits against EPA is litigated. Scott Pruitt is the former Attorney General of Oklahoma and made a name for himself as a fierce critic of EPA. In a speech to his new staff on Tuesday, he laid out three principles he intends to lead the agency towards: following the rule of law, keeping the regulatory process fair, and working better with states. Pebble CEO Tom Collier says he doesn't know Pruitt well, but he's pleased with these statements.
I read those things with a happy heart, and I think that they bode well for a decision that will reverse what the existing EPA has done and allow us to go into permitting. Some people think that this dispute we've been having with EPA is over whether or not we can build the project. And I can't emphasize enough that it is simply over whether we can file a permit application.
Pruitt also told his new staff in a message aimed at the American people that he aims to listen carefully and wants to encourage rigorous debate on contentious environmental issues.
You know, we ought to be able to get together and wrestle through some very difficult issues and do so in a civil manner. We ought to be able to be thoughtful and exchange ideas and engage in debate and make sure that we do find answers to these problems, but do so with civility.
During the last administration, top EPA officials held more than 24 public hearings and took in a mountain of public comments surrounding the Bristol Bay watershed assessment. Most of the public testimony heard and the written comments received were supportive of the agency's work. Kim Williams, the director of NUNAMTA Ilukasdai, says Pebble's opposition will make sure the new administration hears the same message Obama did.
We'll continue to speak out to President Trump and the administrator to reaffirm that this project will need a permit and this region is opposed to any kind of dredge and fill material entering our salmon streams.
Pruitt's EPA has not yet responded to the House Science recommendation. It tossed the agency's watershed assessment and proposed preemptive pebble veto. The agency has also not yet named a Region 10 administrator to replace Dennis McLaren, who guided the EPA's unique but perhaps fragile work in Bristol Bay. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.